Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the After Buzz podcast. My name is Nico Adjimmy, your host of the After Buzz, and of course with me, the man of the hour, of the day, of the week, of the month, of the year, Buzz Adams.
Hello.
Hello. We are joined in studio by two very special guests, Miss Joanna Barba.
Yo.
And Danny Pedroza.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, did you hear the music at the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
I made that.
You made that?
I made that.
Pretty cool. How'd you make it?
I went to a free clip website and I took down the clip and then I added a can pop sound.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took a little editing skills. Just
when
so
was
know.
This? Well,
very
back.
Nice.
This is we're on episode 262.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So around episode one, I think we did that. Danny is in studio because we are going to do a quick quiz.
Okay.
For Joanna and Danny.
Okay.
Before I get into that, though, I got to clear some stuff off of my browser just because it's going to sit here and I'll never get to it.
Because you had that McNugget thing open for six days.
I'm so upset. I'm actually going to McDonald's right now to buy McNuggets and eat them in sadness or spite. I'm not sure which one.
I need to do something.
Complain to the manager that you weren't able
I
to
might
buy
message
them
it. I might mention
chicken
it.
Nugget yeah. caviar for Valentine's
I'll
Day.
I'll be like, do you guys have it here?
Yeah. Get Joanna to film you.
That'd be cool. That'd be
I
cool.
want my caviar.
Okay, before I get into the topic, real quick in health news. This is something I've been wanting to bring up for a while to everybody.
Okay.
As you know, physical abilities will fade as we age.
For real.
But you may never think like you are at a peak in your life physically. You might just think you're constantly on an upswing or constantly on a road that's moving slightly forward.
Yeah.
But new research followed people 47 years, found out that fitness and strength will dwindle starting age 35. That is the
Holy
peak.
Sounds about right.
The 35 is the peak physical age.
That's terrible.
So at 35, your best?
You will not see gains. You'll see gradual decline accelerates with age. No matter how much you work out, no matter how much you diet.
I got 10 years left.
Shut up, Danny.
Yeah, but some people can still excel at the highest levels.
I'd just say metabolically, you're not.
You're fighting a downhill
You're
battle.
Fighting a downhill
But Danny,
battle.
You're already pretty healthy on battle. Your own.
Or, yeah,
I guess so.
You do runs and stuff.
Yes, yes.
And then by the time you get to your 60s, it really... tops out.
Buzz.
You ready?
Well, let me ask you this. What if I spent my 30s and 40s eating whatever I want to and drinking primarily Dr. Pepper? And what if I decided, hey, now I'm going to get real healthy?
That's fine. No. That's fine.
You still cook.
You just won't be as healthy as if you didn't ever do that stuff to begin with.
You're going
to
be like a hamster on a wheel, just running.
Yeah.
That's basically. What going to the gym seems like to me.
Like they should just have giant hamster wheels there.
Just make it a giant hamster wheel.
True. I'd rather go wood like hunting little, with Buzz.
Yeah, wood hunting.
That
we
is
burn
a good
a lot
workout.
Of calories.
All right. In today's topic, let's talk management. Has everybody here had to be in a management position or a leadership position, whether it's for a volunteer organization, your household, anything?
Yeah.
Nope.
Leadership management. Mm-hmm. You never have?
I mean, just this show.
Yeah, you are the leader of this show.
There you
You're
go.
Kind of the leader.
It's
yeah.
the Buzz Adams Morning Show.
Sure. I'm a great manager. You saw how I managed that Valentine's giveaway.
Okay. Well, we're kind of bringing this up because would you say you lack managerial skills?
No, I think I probably. I mean, it's not my job title or my expertise, but
you
I think
you
I do
got
all right.
The,
yeah.
You say you got the skills. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what this is going to determine.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no. Are we answering me and
Yeah,
Jenna?
So
okay.
Leadership is pretty much more art than it is science, okay? It's not something you can just read a book and do really well at. You just kind of have to feel it. So Google went through all of their different managers. They spent a lot of time determining what the key behaviors of its best team managers were, and they asked their team members 10 questions on a scale of 1 to 5, okay? So that's what you guys are going to tell me.
Okay.
1 means you strongly agree. 5 means you strongly disagree.
And are we saying are we using Kevin or Brad?
You're using Kevin and Brad.
Oh, no, I don't want to play.
listen,
use Brad instead, and then Joanna and Danny use Buzz.
Buzz?
Okay. So yeah, give me a 1 through 5. 1 strongly agree, 5 strongly disagree. Number 1, My manager gives me actionable feedback that helps me improve my performance.
Which one is strongly disagree?
That's five.
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's one.
Oh, one.
For me?
Yeah.
I give you feedback all the time.
Well, one is agree, right?
No, five is agree.
Okay, you know what? No. We had it backwards. Sorry. Okay. One is strongly agree.
Yeah.
Five is strongly disagree.
Okay.
I would say one.
Ah.
Yeah.
Joanne.
Five.
God.
I'd say five.
Buzz is really good at, maybe because Danny's still new.
Yeah, he tells me, hey, like, make sure you do this.
Also,
make sure
but you have more technical things that do need to kind of be.
That's true.
But I've gotten zero.
Buzz is really good at telling you what you're doing wrong in sentences.
I remember the first.
But won't tell you how to fix it.
No, not at all. He will not give you a guide on, like, this is what will fix
this. He'll just say, you suck at this.
I've never say suck. I've never said you suck at anything.
Points it out.
I have
it
a
out.
List, sir.
I've never gotten actionable feedback. Like, I asked Buzz when I started guesting in 2016. I was like, do you have any, like, helpful hints about how to, like, what the radio thing is?
He's
like,
be funny.
He was like,
show up at work on time. You didn't take any of that.
No. You were just like, nope, have nothing to say to you about any of this. Okay, number two.
I would say you could work on giving us actual feedback. Mm.
Actionable.
Not just telling us how we suck.
Number two. My manager does not micromanage. One. Agree.
Yeah, one.
One.
One, agree. Yeah. I don't, yeah.
Yeah, Buzz isn't really.
Wait, are you doing, am I your manager?
Yes.
Okay.
Number three. My manager shows consideration for me as a person. Five. Strongly disagree.
One.
I
thank
would
you,
say
Danny.
A four.
Yeah. What? Yeah. This is what happens when you get jaded, uninspired.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you've been on the show for 10 years.
Number four, the actions of my manager show that he or she values the perspective I bring to the team, even if it's different from his or her own.
Three.
Yeah.
Three.
What?
That just means kind of agree/kindly disagree.
It's a neutral.
You guys want me to treat this like a nursery, and you're a bunch of little kids, and I'm supposed to encourage, give you words of encouragement every
this
day.
This comes from Forbes.com. Okay.
Things don't go in Buzz's favor, Danny, as you'll learn, he starts to get a bit defensive.
Okay, hold on. Number five. My manager keeps the team focused. On our priority results and deliverables.
A four.
Bad? That's bad?
Strongly disagree. No, I would say just mildly disagree. Three.
Can you say it again?
My manager keeps the team focused on our priority results and deliverables.
It's a little hard because we're on a show and we get distracted real easily.
Yeah, real easily. So it might not even be.
Because I'm thinking, what are we measuring? Like, what are we talking about on air?
Yeah, or you
like
know what? Sure. Yeah.
Like, yeah, on breaks, so it depends really. I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Like one,
a three.
This
one,
is
two,
me.
Three.
I just want you children to know.
Uh huh.
This is me being as supportive.
You just
as
being
I
here.
Am
capable.
Able,
like,
capable.
You just being here and listening to this is as supportive as you can. My manager regularly shares relevant information from his manager and senior leaders.
Oh, but is there
wait,
like a six?
What's that?
My manager regularly shares relevant
they
information from
shit.
His manager.
Yeah. We didn't even know what our prize package was until they don't tell me jack
that's
shit.
That's a good point.
That goes up the ladder.
That definitely does. My manager has a.
They don't even tell me what a concert's going to be. They won't even share with me
on
what our concert announcement is going to be.
My manager has had a meaningful discussion with me about career development in the past 6 months.
Oh, no.
Well, because I know this isn't your career.
I can say that none of my managers here have ever done that. So you're not alone in that, Buzz.
My manager communicates clear goals for our team. Two or three.
You know, I'd like to start working with you guys about what's going to happen to the show after I'm gone. Like, you guys want to keep doing the show?
No.
I think
you
it'll
don't.
Just disappear.
You'll quit. You don't want to step in and do the show.
No, I don't think that would be an option at all if you were to up and either quit or die.
Well, I could give you some career advice and some expectations and all these other stupid buzzwords.
Yes. Kind of give us all of that. That is very helpful.
And then you could split all my money three ways.
No, because I wouldn't be here still.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You would be the host.
No, I wouldn't.
You got seniority.
I feel like they would.
I don't know. If I get dental, I might think about it. But
why would they replace you?
It would be a different show. It would just be a different show.
It would be a different show, or they would bring in something new.
I feel like without you, no one would care, really.
Yeah, exactly.
But that is a very good point. No,
you'd be surprised.
I'm very glad you brought that up about that. Yes, you should start thinking, just in general, about career development.
Let me know what I should do if you were to quit or die, and how I can take my talents elsewhere.
No! Just take
and how we're going to take this to the cloud.
I'm convinced that they would not. They would just destroy the show completely.
Or bring in someone from a different city.
Or AI.
Yeah.
I think that's what the move would
be. Why we're just taking it to the YouTube.
Syndicated.
Okay.
God, if they put Bobby Bones on, I'm going to haunt everybody.
Okay.
God, what? I wish that was
you heard
fan.
It here.
Just a couple more, guys. Okay. Number 9. My manager has the technical expertise required to effectively manage me.
Sure.
None of the managers here.
No. Well, okay. I was going to say, like, you're really good on the board and what, you know what you're
board,
doing.
Yeah.
Everything you're doing, that's a one for sure.
That's like riding a bicycle, though.
Right. I will say, like, the technical issues that we have with the computer and stuff aren't directly related to something Buzz did.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the expertise.
The microphones.
Not something Buzz did.
Yeah.
Number 10. I would recommend my manager to other Googlers.
Googlers.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, this was specifically written for Google
managers and stuff. People and Nike's for us.
I always for take other the radio. New ones, and I'm like, Have you Googled?
Guys, I try to set a good example on being.
I would totally recommend my manager to other Googlers
about taking your job seriously, even though it's sometimes not a very serious job.
Yeah.
Conscientious about showing up on time.
Yeah.
And on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And
are you calling Nico out?
Yeah. But none of the other managerial stuff about, like, let's talk about things and let's...
Lead by example. That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
I do tell, like, new people who come in, I'm like, here's what I think Buzz's expectations are.
Yeah.
And if you meet those, then you'll be fine.
Yeah, she walked me through the whole list of the expectations you would potentially have.
I am still waiting for the discussion that we'll have one day about, like, tell me how to do this thing right, how to be all good on the radio, and you'll be like, I don't know.
Funny.
Just be funny. Yeah.
Yeah, but then...
Nico, remember I asked you at a remote, like, any tips when I was about to start being on the show? Like,
I do remember that.
Yeah, and you gave some good advice. Yeah.
Do you recall any of them?
I have no idea. I don't remember
Girl, what the
all
hell
you said
it?
To gradually get into it to...
How about this one?
Like
when Danny is saying in our headphones, we got a break in 1 minute, and then you go, I want to bring up a new topic.
That's true.
Yeah, I could stop that. But also, sometimes it's just a slide in right before, because I know that I'm not going to have another chance to say it to you.
Let's cut your mic.
Okay, just a couple last ones. These are open questions. What would you recommend your manager keep doing?
I like that Buzz is the squeaky wheel. So if we have a complaint, he goes and complains to the higher.
Yeah, things get changed.
They're more likely to listen to Buzz than to us. So
Shit flows uphill. I mean, it does. That's the way shit goes.
So I like that. Keep that up.
All right.
I'm speaking in a managerial.
Of course, yeah. Just in
not
that.
In the. This is who I work
Buzz,
with.
You should complain
we're on
about
a show together.
About me not getting a raise.
Yeah, complain
about that.
Yeah,
we're gonna lose
squeaky
Danny.
Wheel.
You have no idea.
He
how
actually
much
does.
I
okay,
do.
He does.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I found was interesting.
They still haven't fucking given you a raise. Good God.
Right?
I'm still at minimum, yeah.
All right.
Isn't that terrible?
That is fucking terrible.
That's unconscionable.
The last thing I just wanted to point out is it says that only one of these things are hard skills. Okay, only one of these questions asked about hard skills. Hard skills was expertise, your direct knowledge, what you technically know how to do. It says that the other ones, all the other questions were focused on what were called soft skills, communication, coaching, feedback, teamwork, respect.
I would say that
a few years ago, I found out coaching had a new name. It was called mansplaining. And I wasn't supposed to do it anymore.
That's because you are really good at mansplaining, and it pisses people off.
But
I'm good at human splitting.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the AfterBuzz. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to listen to the regular Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Fridays.
This is cool. I like this.
Right?
This is like the morning show, but hosted by Nico, kind of.
Kind of. There you go. You guys need to start thinking about this. I'm going to get tired of this shit sooner or later.
We're going to YouTube, all right? That's where it's going. All right, listen to the regular Buzz Adams Morning Show, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on KLQ El Paso's Best Rock. Talk to you all next time.